Coaches, I wanted to take a quick minute before we jump into today's episode to remind you about the power of our Green Team Framework. Now, if you're a coach who's been with us for many years, you know how powerful the Green Team is. And for all those that are new, you need to take advantage of it starting today. In fact, we guarantee that within 30 days, you will have more committed, consistent, and competitive athletes in your program once you implement the 7 parts of the Green Team Framework. It's a leadership framework that, as one of our coaches in St. Louis said, is like leadership cheat code. It's as if we figured out all the right buttons to push to get your players to level up. So, coach, if you haven't gotten started with Lead 'Em Up, get involved today and start taking advantage of the leadership framework, the Green Team Framework that will transform your program. And if you're already in Lead 'Em Up, you know the power of the Green Team. We just want to encourage you, keep building your Green Team. Keep going deeper. Keep reaping the benefits. Hey, listen, make sure you're building your Green Team. But in the meantime, enjoy today's episode. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us. I am Adam alongside Kyle. And today, Kyle, we've got an important episode when you think about the theme of what we're going to unpack here about the need to celebrate small wins and how it plays a role in the bigger equation. But man, before we even get to that, we've got to take a few minutes here and do some reflection and do some celebration with you, my friend, because today is actually this episode is the last official episode with you as the co-host of the Lead 'Em Up podcast. Starting in 2025, you're going to be going back to full-time teaching down in Florida, and kind of the end of this little chapter here, Kyle. And, you know, you've been part of the Lead 'Em Up community. Now, I mean, I'm actually looking at a sign right here, Kyle, right here on the left on my wall over here.
Yeah, back from Orchard Farm days.
Back from Orchard Farm days. Orchard Farm Eagles, 2015-2016 season. We were in that little gymnasium / auditorium because it had like a little stage.
Yeah, the elementary gym probably.
Yeah, it had a little stage where you could do plays or play basketball, like the true definition of a multi-purpose, all-purpose.
Yeah, it was.
But that's 2015. And, you know, in 2015, you were utilizing the program, being out in the St. Louis area where I have in-laws. You reached out and invited me to come out and do a Lead 'Em Up session because you were in and you know, you'd gotten familiar with it through the Hardwood Hustle because you were coaching basketball and obviously recording on the Hardwood Hustle. And, you know, our friendship kind of kicked off then. And I think I came back another year, like the following year, because I've got one right next to it where there's a plaque. I don't think it's the same year. One was like a
picture. Yeah, I think it was like two back-to-back years.
Yeah, one was a picture inside a frame and had all these signatures around the frame thanking me from your players. And then the next one was a wooden one. Has an E with a basketball behind it. It was black and everyone signed it. And then it was around that time, frankly. So that's 2016, 2017 that we came the second time and we actually had dinner. You remember that?
Yeah. Edge Wild out in Chesterfield, Missouri.
Is that what that was called?
Yeah.
Edge Wild? Is that still there? Wild.
The restaurant, I believe, is. I knew they tore the mall down behind it.
Looking at
that was our favorite spot. So yeah, we had dinner with you and Samantha that night.
Yes, Edgewild Restaurant and Winery, a rustic open site serving elevated new American eats such as steak, scallops, and house branded wine. And the four of us had dinner one evening, kind of around the Christmas time frame. And I remember kind of talking about you coming on board and jumping in to Lead 'Em Up around that time. And, you know, essentially if you look at 2017 ish, you know, you were part-time with us. You came on board around 2017 and then obviously came full-time about 2 years ago. but we've been with us 7, going on 8 years, but within Lead 'Em Up community for almost 9 years, almost from our beginning. And you're going to be going back to teaching full time. We'll see what the future holds. You may still play a role in the future, Lead 'Em Up down the road a little bit. I think temporarily you're going to focus kind of just getting your feet fully acclimated back into the teaching circle. But Kyle, man, this is it's the last co-hosted episode for you, man. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, just grateful. You know, really nothing but gratitude for everything that I've been able to do and experience with Lead 'Em Up. And, you know, I've been so fortunate to be on this journey, like you said, for the past, 8, 9 years. And there's been a lot of, you know, great people, great memories, and just the opportunity to grow as a coach, a leader, a person. And, you know, certainly kind of a bittersweet being the last, you know, official podcast with you, but, you know, I'm appreciative of the opportunity here to, you know, to be with you, to serve coaches. And, you know, that's kind of the heart of going back into teaching and coaching full time. If I was going to do anything else, it's always going to be in that realm of teaching and coaching. And shoot, I've been involved in it since 2004, you know, 2004 is when I started. So, you know, we're in 20 years of this, and I just have that's been the great thing about Lead 'Em Up and going and working all over the country for the past couple of years is connecting with the coaches, the teachers. And that's the, you know, why it's such a great company and organization is because that's the people who it serves. And getting back into it, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge. It'll be something, I'm going to teach economics. I haven't taught that before, but you know, nowadays everything's online, so we'll figure it out. But I get an opportunity to be where my son's going to be at next year. He'll be a freshman. And get to coach with one of our coaches. Coach P down at Lakewood Ranch High School has been a Lead 'Em Up guy for the past several years. I've developed a friendship with him as a head coach. And now I get to go back into the world of coaching with my son being a part of that. And you never really know what's going to unfold in life and how things play out. But I think this will be good for him. You know, for having dad there on campus at high school, for me being on staff, he's some of you know who may follow him. He's coming off an ACL injury where, you know, he just had surgery right before Thanksgiving and this morning had his first PT appointment. So I get to kind of be there and guide that and make sure not to be the overprotective father, but you know, there's that part of you that wants to be a part of it. And, you know, so that's what I'll be doing next. But as I reflect on everything, it's really just nothing but, appreciation and gratitude because there's been so many good things that I've gotten to experience as a result of it.
You know, and I think it is going to be special for you to like be in the school with your son. You know, as you're kind of sharing that, and as you mentioned, like coaching him, I'm already envisioning Brenner, like he's going to live in your classroom. Like, have y'all already talked about that?
No, you know? But I can imagine him and his buddies will be in my room all day long, and I'll want like a peace, you know, a moment of peace and quiet, and they'll just be coming in whenever.
you just know, like, you might as well get the beanbag chair ready, find a little section in the room to kind of create a hangout of sorts, because you know that's naturally going to happen. And you know, Kyle, you know, I'll be honest, you know, you have played such a big role in Lead 'Em Up. You know, our team's small and small, but mighty. In fact, most people look at Lead 'Em Up and they think it's a lot more.
Right. Yeah, just because it's always been the biggest compliment that we've always received as a team is what you're saying right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's been, we've joked about it internally. People have come to me at times and they're like, so do you own the Maryland franchise? You know, because they assume it's like this national conglomerate corporation. Yeah. You know, we just like run the Maryland or whatever. Like, no, this is just us doing all this across the country. So it's been a small team. And when it's a small team, everyone plays a huge role and they all wear multiple hats. It's just the nature of how things are when you've got just a few people. And Kyle, you obviously have been you know, right there that this whole time playing a role. And, you know, a couple of the things that I think for you that I've praised you about many, many times over the years is one, actually, what do you think the number one praise that I've always praised you about like for years?
Steadiness.
Nailed it. Man, I tell you, you probably never meet a guy more steady than Kyle. When I say steady, just like this consistency probably drives your wife crazy, right? Just because you're like so even keel, like, you know, and she's like, Kyle, care more. Or like, you know, and you're just like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You know,
that does get on her nerves at times for sure.
Trust me. I deal with it at home here. Like I try to just play it cool. And she's like, you're not feeling it the way I'm feeling. I'm like, nah, I'm just like, anyways, we don't need to go down that path. Nonetheless, there's a steadiness with Kyle. And, you know, good, bad, indifferent, you know, like whatever the circumstances are, there's like, there's just consistency. And he's been that way for, man, the whole time I've known you. It's kind of been that steadiness. In fact, we built one of Lead 'Em Up's green standards on that phrase of steadiness. And and I think that's actually something when you think back leaving here, I want you to look at that as almost like a legacy lever to some degree, you know, amongst other things, right? That steadiness, like, can we continue as we keep moving forward, Lead 'Em Up, just continue that steadiness. You know, I've never desired for Lead 'Em Up to be this like multi-million dollar employee, 150, 200,000 people. Like that's never been my goal. You kind of know where some of my goals are. I certainly want to build, but I want to keep it manageable. And I think doing that is like, you know, we're not going to go and bring in these like high power investors to explode this thing across the country, but can we keep this steadiness? Can we keep this growing? Can we just keep impacting? I think when you start trying to grow too fast or take on too much, the core of what you're doing and why you do it sometimes can get lost. It can get distracted because you're now like more focused on just trying to get there. Man, that steadiness has been so good. I would say the other thing is just your servanthood. You know, as I mentioned, so many things, you know, you get put on your plate when there's only a few people running a business, multiple hats and so many different things over the last 8 or so years have been thrown on your plate. Can you do this? Can you jump into this? Can you assist here? Can you do this here? And you're always like, yeah, I got you. I got you. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Yeah, I'll give it a try. May not be my sweet spot. I'll give it a try, right? All these different things, but you're always willing to jump in and serve and help contribute. And that it's been incredible, you know? And Kyle, obviously, you know, man, I wish you the best. The door is open, as you know, for Lead 'Em Up, you know, to keep going and continuing on and all that. So obviously, you still got to figure out some things within your professional journey now, teaching schedule, coaching schedule, all those different things. But I absolutely hope and expect Lakewood to keep doing Lead 'Em Up, keep building your green team over there.
Yeah.
I can see Coach P actually leaning on you now that you're part of the staff, like, well, you're going to be doing that for us, right?
That's the hope, is to be the person kind of leading that. We haven't even had those official conversations yet because everything's just, you know, been so new. But
well, surprise, Coach P, if you're listening. Kyle's on your staff, whether you know it or not.
Well, he knows. We know that. We just don't know the role. But yeah, that's always, like you said, that's always going to be the heart and the passion of anything that I do, especially in the world of athletics, is always going to lean towards leadership and character development. And certainly feel like the opportunities through Lead 'Em Up have absolutely made me a better teacher, better coach, just a better person all around. And you can't help but be thankful for that.
Hey, this is Josh from Chick-fil-A and author of the Adulting 101 book series, and this is today's leadership nugget. Deliver the mail to the right address. This phrase was born during a session with my leaders while we were developing team norms within our organization. There is nothing more toxic to a company than gossip. And as leaders, we want to help redirect those around us to approach the appropriate party with their frustrations or concerns. This seemingly small act can prevent massive amounts of misunderstanding and frustration within a group of friends, family, or a business. Now let's jump back into the episode.
Well, Kyle, we appreciate you. And as today's last episode, celebrating small wins. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of wins over the 8 years, right? And like you said, a lot of growth, a lot of getting out of your comfort zone, a lot of, you know, taking on challenges and things like that. And, you know, in sports, and you're going to be living this even more hands-on as you go back into the coaching space, you know, if you can't get into the habit of celebrating small wins along the way, it's going to be a painful journey.
Really,
it's
going to
be a painful journey, right? Because the big wins are so sporadic. The big wins are not guaranteed. The big wins come at times, but may come far down the line. That when right. you really think about, you know, one of our, you know, partners here within Lead 'Em Up that does own a portion of Adam Harrington, great friend. He'd always say, you know, you got to find joy in the journey. You got to find yeah. joy in the journey. And the joy in the journey, frankly, really comes through the celebration tendency and habits of small wins. And, you know, for you, Kyle, when you think about that, how important is that in your world, in your life, in your mindset? And how do you envision that being even bigger of a theme?
It's so important. And it's a really challenging thing to do for coaches at times, because you're very competitive in what you want to do, and you're very competitive in wanting to win. But, you know, from that perspective, you have to not be able to hang your hat solely on winning and losing. And I've always been a big number person. I shared this with someone the other day when it comes to like coaching and why you do it is you here in Florida, they use this. I was, you know, helping out my sons. I volunteered to be an assistant when I could this past fall on his football team before he got injured. And we went through this training and they gave a statistic that's now kind of always stuck in my head about you're more likely to get struck by lightning in Florida than you are to make it to be a professional athlete.
And I thought you were going to say then getting eaten by a shark. 'Cause you tried to hit me with those numbers when I said, Kyle, are you sure you should go in the ocean?
You're way more likely to get hit by lightning than eaten by a shark. That's a fact.
I said, Kyle, there's more shark likely attacks in Florida. I go, are you worried? He goes, I remember you fired back. Like, you're more likely to get hit in the head with a coconut from a palm tree or something. Yeah. I'm like, this guy will hold yep. on to his ocean for as long as he can.
I will. But the joy and the journey on that is like if you're hanging your hat on having, you know, every season being the state championship or you have the most D1 athletes, like I think you're going to miss the point. Like the joy in coaching and celebrating the small wins, it comes in the day-to-day, like you said, with Adam Harrington's philosophy is along that journey. And sometimes that maybe is just like getting someone to improve their max in the weight room, or they're able to shed a block a little bit better. They understand a technique a little bit better. I mean, to me, that's, you know, how you have to approach, and that's how you get through coaching. And then I think that's, you know, how you got to manage life as well. There's so many things that happen that you never have planned. You know, life is going to happen and doesn't care about your plans. And that's one of the lessons that I learned this year, especially, you know, dealing with navigating my son's injury. When you're a coach, you go through it and you see it often with athletes that you coach, they get injured. And there's nothing that really prepares you for when that happens to your kid. And I remember like he went out there, he made the sack and he doesn't get up. And then I hear some screaming. And I walk out there with the head coach. And I'm like, this isn't good. I know just like instantly in your heart, in your head as a coach, you know, it's not good but the way he is and the way he's screaming. And the first words he said when I got out there is I heard something pop. And as soon as he said that, I was like, I already know what this is. I knew it right then. And then, so like, you have to be even keeled in that moment. Like I can't show anger or frustration as the parent on the field right now, trying to help him out, getting back to the sideline, and then all the things that come afterwards. That did slip a little bit when we were in the doctor's office and he officially gave us the results of the MRI and he said it was a torn ACL. And I was like, oh, like crap. And was frustrated in that moment for him, because as a parent, you would rather experience it yourself than to have to watch them go through it. And so I think that's like in these moments, that's why sports is so great and why we're so tied to it and connected to it, is because it mirrors life and what he's going through now and how to learn and overcome this challenge is going to help him as an adult. And I think that's why anything that we do as teachers and coaches, we have the ability, again, to intentionally teach life. And it doesn't just happen. It has to happen through what we do as teachers and coaches. So when we celebrate the small wins of, hey, good job, now you can walk without crutches. Might seem small, but that's a big deal. And then, you know, whatever you're teaching, whatever you're coaching, finding those moments on the day-to-day will help get you through the big moments that you have later on in life.
And we do so much work in the PT space to lead them up. And now Brenner's going to be engaging in that. I feel like the whole PT space and what Brenner's going to go through in the next journey here, it's all celebrating small wins.
Like, things that we take for granted. Absolutely. Yeah,
you bent your knee. Great job. You're able to put a little weight on it. Great job. Look at that little increase of flexibility. Great job. Like, if you've got to, could you imagine going through the entire rehab process, only focus on the big win of walking? Or let me take that back. The big win of training and running, like the end goal, right? Like, if the only win you celebrated after tearing ACL is that when you could get underneath a squat rack again, like that's going to be a miserable process, because that is a
6 months of agony.
That's a long way. And you're going to go through 6 months without any of the joy that you can find through all these little wins and everything just be reflected. Well, I still can't squat, right? I still can't do a lunge with 25s in my hands, whatever the case may be. I mean, it's the life. And you know, I always say this in my own life. So I manufacture joy all the time, the time. I try to live in such a way, because I think it just allows you to live a more joy filled life when you manufacture joys. And you know, if I have a tough day, I've shared this before. If I have like a long day, like travel, and let's say I've got to like teach at Towson in the morning from 9 to 3. And then from there, I got to go up to, and I'll use a recent example, teach at Towson in the morning. And then I have to coach, lead them up at Frostburg in the evening, Frostburg University. Now, for those that aren't in Maryland, you don't know what that means. For those that are in Maryland, you're looking at that being like, in the same day you're doing that? Like, are you kidding me? So I'll teach at Towson, that's in Baltimore, from 9 to 3. Leave the house at 7, go down, teach from 9 to 3, all the way down in Baltimore. Frostburg is in the mountains in northwestern Maryland, okay? It's about 2.5 hours from Baltimore. So I will teach from 9 to 3 on some days, right? I don't do this often, but I'm just painting a picture here.
Yeah.
And I leave at 3, and I've got to teach at Frostburg at 6:30. So I leave at 3, gives me 3.5 hours. It takes about 2.5 hours, plenty of time. So boom, I go. And then I teach at Frostburg for 90 minutes with the baseball team. So now I'm going 6:30 to 8. You might leave the house 7, wake up at 6. You know, it's a long day. But you know what I do on those days? Every time. You ready for this, Kyle? Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, let's hear it.
There's a Lido's Pizza. You don't know about Lido's Pizza. Because Lido's Pizza is not down in Florida. Because although Florida is a great state, it's not great enough to have Lido's Pizza yet. Lido's Pizza, we're they don't cut corners. They are, when I say they don't cut corners, that's their slogan, because it's rectangular shaped pizza, so that it's not a round. Nonetheless, it is fantastic pizza. I love Lido's Pizza. I get black olives, pepperoni, mushroom, and sausage, light cheese, cooked extra so it's crunchy. It is my jam, okay? Well, there's a Lido's Pizza 5 minutes from campus up at Frostburg. Every time I have to do that back-to-back, I'm always ordering a Lido's Pizza on my way home. And if someone driving alongside me on the highway could look in and look, I am wolfing down a Lido's Pizza. I get back and there's usually like little pepperoni crumbles and like maybe a black olive spilled in my driver's seat. And I'm eating it the whole ride home. Colin, and why? Because, you know, that's a day. That day does get me. But, oh, yeah. My gosh. One, I enjoy it. I love what I do, right? So I'm not issuing any complaints there, but it's a long day. But I go through it with this extra level of energy and joy because I know at the end of it, oh, man, I get my Lido's pizza on the way home, right? It's that little win in a rough day. It's manufacturing joys throughout your day. It's why I love Starbucks. I love my tall decaf mocha. If there's any vice in my life, right? I don't drink that much. Obviously, don't do any drugs or anything like that. Man, it's tall decaf mocha. I'm addicted, but I'm okay because it is a joy in my life. And roughly, I spend, on average, I say about $25 a week at Starbucks. Okay. Someone would be like, you've got to be kidding me. That's crazy. Well, listen, here's the deal. That's, I probably spend $1,500 a year. Just did the math on my calculator. $1,500 a year at Starbucks. And it provides me, I don't know, 180 joy, moments of joy. I think it's a great trade.
It's a good trade, but I mean, maybe someone could argue you should own some Starbucks stock. Maybe you do, and you're just increasing your stock price.
Yeah, I don't know if that would actually do it, but I mean, I do scan it with the phone, and I get some free ones mixed in there. But nonetheless, it's finding joy in the journey. Like, it's a joy. It's a joy.
You have to have that.
It gets me. I love it. And oh man, it's so good. It's so good. You gotta find the joy in the journey, celebrating these little things. Because the big things don't come around all the time and you're not guaranteed the big wins. So you just got to become incredibly intentional on celebrating these wins.
Yeah, my favorite thing that, you know, with Lead 'Em Up and creating those small wins has always been, you know, with the exercises of doing MeWe You in those moments of celebration. And the favorite one is always with the you part. And as a coach, when you do that, is standing behind the person who's up front celebrating. And when they get to the you part of calling someone out in the audience and celebrating their teammates, you know, and this is, I think, what can fuel your joy as a coach is looking at the person's reaction who is getting celebrated by their teammates, because that is a moment of pure joy when their face lights up because a teammate is celebrating them for something that they've done. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of this immediate ripple effect to where, you know, that player is experiencing joy. The team feels that. And then you get that as a coach of that kind of reminder of why you got into it. Because at the end of the day, it's not like the people and the coaches that are on this podcast got in this to be millionaires. And if that happens, that's great. But our coaches are in it because they want to impact lives. And that, I think having those moments of celebration are what get you through maybe a losing streak, or maybe it's a season where you don't have the best talent, but you can still have fun. You can still have a great culture. You can still celebrate. And, you know, I think one of the coaches responded to that in the question you put in the Facebook group the other day is, you know, what do you do when you know you're going to lose a game? And you know that you're physically outmatched, and kind of, I remember a few of the responses, and I remember Coach Kruger saying something to the effect that, you know, if you win the third quarter, you hold them to a certain threshold of scoring, you can celebrate those moments, or find that play against a top ranked team where you executed it flawlessly and celebrating that rather than focusing on the loss. Like, I think those are ways that you can find those moments of celebration, and that can happen on a daily basis. And that is huge for the coach and the players.
100% agree, man. And, you know, as you go into this new year, find the little wins, you know, don't overlook them and enjoy them. And Kyle, I celebrate you, man, as you go into this new chapter of your life and this new journey. Wish you the best. And any final parting words that you want to leave the audience, the coaches, community within Lead 'Em Up?
I just appreciate you, Adam. Grateful for you, Jeff, Sarah, our entire Lead 'Em Up team just for the opportunity here over the years to really grow as a coach, a leader, a person, and, you know, and grateful, extremely grateful for all of our coaches out there, those that have invested their time, their energy, their resources into Lead 'Em Up and that believe in character and leadership development for athletes, because it's so important and it's so needed. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously keep up with Lead 'Em Up and keep using it. I know that there's some great things coming in store here in the next year that the team's been working hard on. So excited to see coaches get that into their hands. But, you know, don't lose sight of why we're in athletics is really what I would say is, like, you know, we're in it, we're in the people business, and the kids, they need it. And I guess the last question I would ask or pose to the coaches listening is, if it's not you, then who's going to do it? You know, if it's not you or your staff who's going to teach character and leadership, then who's going to do it? So we know that that's an important part of the game. We know that that creates winning. So continue to lean into it and continue to utilize Lead 'Em Up.
Mm. I love that final word, man. Kyle, appreciate you. For all those listening, the podcast is continuing. We've got some really fun and exciting stuff going into 2025. Be on the lookout. But the podcast isn't going anywhere. And we're going to be continuing on and excited about the future. And we appreciate you continuing just to stay so connected to the Lead 'Em Up community, building your green teams, pouring into your students, your athletes, one another. And, you know, we're passionate about what we do. We're passionate about impacting people. We're passionate about loving people. And we're thankful that you are along this journey with us. So on behalf of Kyle, I'm Adam and the entire Lead 'Em Up team. Until next time, we are out.